This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is formerly the Tom Chenault Show, now the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. I hope you're having a great day today. I'm going to have to get used to calling it the Network Marketing Leadership Show, but that's what it's called. That's what we're doing, and I hope you're having an unbelievable day. Adrian has decided to elevate the crowd and the caliber of guests at a major league level. So today we've got a David Berkus guy that is unbelievable. You're not going to believe the guy's resume. That might take the whole show just to read. And then next week we've got Harvey McKay from Swimming with the Sharks on. So we are bringing the rain. It's going to be exciting. How you doing, Adrian Chenault?
I am very good and so happy to have you with us today, David. I found out about David about 2 years ago, just as his book was coming out a couple of years ago. And as you might imagine, I am a very easy mark for any kind of content relating to the networking world. And all of a sudden, this guy starts showing up everywhere. And I keep watching these little video clips from him. And every time I'm just like, this is really good. And so I picked up his book and it delivered. So David Berkus, welcome to the show. It's great to have you, man.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. If you found out about it a year and a half ago, how come you didn't invite me on back when I could have been on the Tom Chenault Show?
I mean, that would have been... I had to usurp him first before I could get it.
I see. So the plan was to take it over first, and then got it. I like it.
So David, tell us about you and about the journey that led you to writing your book, Friend of a Friend, and we'll definitely show everybody how to get a hold of that.
Yeah, so I mean, it depends on how much time we have. I am a weird story. So I went to college thinking I wanted to be a novelist, right? I studied English and creative writing and how to live off of a dollar a day, all the things you need to learn when you are a novelist, right? And then when I was in college, I started reading a bunch of different nonfiction books, usually by social scientists, Malcolm Gladwell, Daniel Pink, all of those sort of people. And I thought, wow, these are just as entertaining, but they're also helpful to people. And these people aren't starving. Maybe this is what I want to do with my life, right? So I went to graduate school after that to learn about organizational psychology, social psychology, a little bit of network science, all of that, with the idea of being a writer for it. Jumped around to a lot of different things, as a lot of people do while they're trying to make it work. And about 2010, we started a podcast. Ironically, I didn't know it. I didn't feel like it at the time. What we really started was a network building tool, because I started a podcast before they were cool, 2010, right? I still had to like manually upload audio files and all of this sort of stuff. But it allowed me to cold email all of my heroes, Daniel Pink, the Heath Brothers, all of that sort of thing, and invite them to my internet radio show, right? Tom remembers back when everybody discounted that whole podcasting thing as crazy, right? That was me. I was one of those crazy guys. But that helped me build a platform to start writing for major publications. That led to book deals, and now we've done three different books, all of which blend psychology, sociology, and network science into some practical business application. The foremost of which, as you said, the most recent one is Friend of a Friend, which is all about, it's not really about networking, it's about how networks actually work so that you can figure out where you've got gaps in your strategy, et cetera.
That's pretty darn cool, and actually not terribly dissimilar to how this show came about and what it's done for your life.
I'm the king of networkers, man. I am the most connected guy I know. I've got notes on 18,000 people in my phone, and there's nobody that I can't get to as a result of keeping track of people I've met all my life, which is what you're talking about. And your book is so exciting, and the complete philosophy of your book is so exciting. I'll never forget when Adrian was reading it, and it was so fun watching him go through that process. Because he just kept saying, "Dad, this book is right on the money." You loved it.
I loved it. I mean, you can. here's my copy, and it's got, you know, notes and cover and unreal. I mean, well, I'm like crazy on this thing. So
what I hear Tom saying is he was excited because that stuff he's been trying to teach you your whole life. You listened to someone else who wrote it and finally listened. So Tom, like, I'm sorry it couldn't be you that taught him, but I'm glad we got it.
We got there in the end.
So somebody on the Facebook feed wants to know if do you do endorsement deals then?
Like for shoes and
no, for a hoodie. For people listening on the radio, this is pretty cute. He is wearing a sport coat with a hoodie, which looks so doggone cool. I am completing it for myself.
I'll get you one. Yeah. We got to get one with the Adrian Chenault show printed on
it. That would be unbelievable. Sorry. I know I broke everybody's train of thought, but I have to.
You're the king of the pattern.
Yeah.
That is very cool. I love the trademark hoodie and sport coat is awesome.
So, I think there's a kernel of that in how the Tom Chenault show and the home-based business radio show, as it was first called, came about, and this ability that gave to you and that it gave to you as well to have something of value to offer to these people that would be otherwise very difficult to get to and how that opens up your world. And so talk a little bit about that in your experience, David, what it did for you, both from a learning perspective and an access perspective, to be able to talk to guys like Daniel Pink and the Heath Brothers.
Yeah. So first from a fun research perspective, right? Everybody who's ever been to one of those unstructured networking events or mixers, right, knows how frustrating they can be, right? Or anybody that's ever begged somebody for coffee to pick their brain and been rejected knows, like, oh, this sort of stuff doesn't work. In terms of research, there's a very good reason for that. When we have unstructured events, we chase comfort. So we're much more likely to hang out with people we already know or people who are similar than us. We don't meet or make time for new people. In the same context, there's a different type of event, what the researchers will call a shared activity, meaning that even though we've got a bunch of people there and they may or may not know each other, there is a different reason for everyone to be there than just meeting people. Just like when you invite someone to coffee, like, I don't want you to pick my brain. Like, that actually sounds kind of gross if you think about it, right? And I don't know what the reasoning is there. I don't know what the value proposition there is, et cetera. So a shared activity, and this can be anything. This can be organizing a charity 5K run. This can be getting a group together to go mountain climbing on a Saturday, rock climbing on a Saturday, or it can be a podcast or a show, something you're inviting people in to sort of co-create with you to achieve a different objective that benefits everybody. If this objective gets accomplished, everybody benefits. You guys get good content. That person gets additional exposure. That's much more likely to get a yes than these unstructured events, requests for coffee, et cetera. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but very few people want to have coffee with you if you're watching this. Like, no offense, it's not you. Just very few people are like, yes, I want to take my whole afternoon away to go sit with someone and I don't even know what they want to ask me yet. Very few people want that. But inviting somebody into a podcast or a video show or whatever it is, something where we're going to create content together has a totally different value proposition. It is much more successful because it's a shared activity in the research piece. So I found the same thing. I mean, we had, I wasn't a very good podcaster. In fact, the only time I've ever been profiled in the New York Times was about how I was stopping my show because I wasn't successful. It was an article about how there are too many podcasts out there and lots of people are dropping off. That was me, right? Only ever been profiled in the New York Times for failing at podcasting. But what succeeded, right, we got a small audience that was very, very loyal, and then we had a network that was built up. Because every time these people had a book, they emailed me or the publicist emailed me. Every time I thought of them, saw an article about their book, I sort of, you know, appealed to everyone's ego and said, hey, let's look, I just saw this review on this magazine. I didn't know if you'd seen it yet, so I thought to send it to you, which is a way of checking in with all those people to keep tabs on them. I never really started typing all the notes in my phone like Tom did because... because I didn't know there was really good apps for that yet, but we can talk about that a little bit later. But I was trying to keep notes and tabs on all of these people to keep that network up, and it became, I mean, I didn't know I was doing it at the time. I thought I was just doing this to build an audience and, I don't know, get famous or whatever. But what I found is that inviting people into a shared activity was much more powerful for my network than it was for any sort of audience that I could have built. And that's what, I mean, I look back, as I was writing Friend of a Friend, I look back on what I'd been doing for 8 years to get to the point where I had a book called Friend of a Friend, and I realized this is exactly what I've been doing, consistently inviting people into that shared activity, co-creating something with them, and now we've got a much tighter bond than if we just met at a random mixer or conference or something like that.
Yeah, that's huge. And I'd love for you to share about this, about John Levy and in the book talking about, so this features in Friend of a Friend talking about that concept. And so, you know, I think a podcast or something like that, that's, you know, it's pretty easy that it's like, okay, I understand the value given there. But talk about his story and how maybe even something that doesn't seem like that, where there's necessarily major value to be given, yet people gravitated towards it.
Yeah, so John Levy's example is one of my favorite examples in the book. Not just of a shared activity, but just as something that most people can do. All right, I don't want to start a podcast. I don't want to start a YouTube channel, whatever. John invites people to dinner, manages the guest list such that nobody really knows each other when they come there. Some of them don't even know John. They just got contacted by him. And they come to his home, and they find out that they're not just there to eat dinner. They're actually going to be making dinner as well. John's mapped everything out for who needs to do what tasks, and he pairs everyone off. And then he tells them, okay, you're going to be with this person and you guys are in charge of the chicken. And then he tells them, we have two rules until dinner is served. Rule number one, do not use your full name. And rule number two, don't tell anyone what you do for work. So now you spend about 45 minutes to an hour cooking alongside someone. And what do you talk about? You talk about other stuff. You talk about hobbies. You talk about family. You talk about your backstory.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having a great day. And they, ironically, they renamed it the Network Marketing Leadership Show. So I think that might be what's on the sign behind me. I have been completely written out of the script. In fact, this is so funny. Adrian told me this show was Wednesday. And I go, no, it's Tuesday. He goes, no, it's Wednesday, Dad. And the reason was he didn't want me to mess up the interview with David Berkus because he knew I was going to screw the pooch. But that's the way it goes. We're here. We've got David Berkus. We're having some fun with the guy. He's adorable. For those listening on the radio, I would like to try to describe his hoodie, but all I can tell you is that it's magnificent. You have to have one. And hopefully I will be able to get a referral link. So take it away.
I don't think I've ever been called adorable,
you're
especially
adorable.
On the air.
Oh, no, you're the best, man. I think you're cute as a button. So take it away, baby.
That's awesome. So, David, the thing that I think I most gravitated towards and have since used from your book, both on a personal level and as I've told people to check it out and share it about it, is this concept of dormant ties. And so I'd love just for you to talk about how you came to discover how important those are and what that means and how it can help the audience.
Yeah. So the first big mindset shift you kind of have to go through, we have this tendency to define our network just as the number of people that we know, right? That's our network. Well, it's not really your network. It can't be owned. It's the network, right? The city that you live in, the industry that you're in, the entirety of the planet, 7.7 billion people and counting, is one sort of big network, right? So like when we do that shift, now we've got to think about where individuals are in the network. Someone like Tom, who's got 14,000 people on his phone with all sorts of that, he's towards the center of that network, right? And other people are way out. But there's also where you are and then where people you want to get connected to are. And most of us, when we need new information, new opportunities, new ideas, referrals to new people, et cetera, most of us burn out that close-knit circle of people and then skip over what I often call the hidden network, which is this dormant ties thing, and jump right to strangers. We go to the networking mixer, trade association, the chamber of commerce meeting, whatever, and we try and meet total strangers. And the idea behind total strangers is great because presumably if we can build rapport with them, get to know them, then they know different people. They're somewhere else in the network than we are, so all of their connections are different. The irony, of course, it's really uncomfortable. Most people don't want to do it. We already talked about that. But also, like, you're sort of rolling the dice on whether or not they'll be all that helpful. There's a different group of people in the network that are just as helpful as those strangers, but you already have rapport with them. We call them your dormant ties. They're people that you know that you're already connected to, but who, for whatever reason, you haven't talked to in a while. They changed jobs, you moved cities, whatever reason. Like, life happens. Not all of us talk to everyone all the time. Now, I got to point out here that there are definitely some people that you haven't talked to in 2 or 3 years for very good reason, and we're not talking about those type of people. We're just talking about the people that are like, oh, life happens, we fell out of touch, right? Those people are somewhere else in the network, just like strangers, but you already know them. Building rapport happens a lot faster, right? Now, you probably don't want to be that person that's like, hey, we haven't talked in 2 years, now I need something from you. But making it a process to regularly check back in with those people, to make it more comfortable when they need something or you need something that they can reach back out to. I since publishing the book, I've started referring to this as resetting the clock of awkwardness, right? The longer a time period goes without talking to somebody, the more awkward it is to reach back out to them. One of our goals in networking as a verb, if you will, should be constantly reaching back out to those people. And, you know, something like we were talking during the break of the McKay 66 or the notes that Tom has on his phone, something like that is actually really useful for reaching back out to those dormant ties, because if you have that information captured, you're much more likely to stumble upon something that's relevant to them. You read an article about one of their hobbies and you can forward it along and say, hey, I was thinking about you, right? Or you remember that their birthday is a certain day or that their children's birthday is a certain day. And so you can send it back out to them. I had this happen I made a note maybe a year ago now that someone's youngest child was in their last year of college. And so right around May 1st, I sent him an email and I said, congratulations on the pay raise. I heard your youngest graduated, right? Just a little sort of thing that you can do that sends it back. And the goal, I didn't want anything there. The goal was just to keep that relationship with that dormant tie alive, because the time will come when they might need information from me, or I might need information or referral or something like that from them. And if we keep resetting the clock of awkwardness, it's much more likely that we can be helpful to each other.
That is tremendous. And I love what you did in that example of your friend with the kid graduating from college. It's so often people tell you that something important is coming up, or you can deduce it from, you know, that kind of a conversation. And creating those reminders for yourself, and maybe using an app to do it called contact mapping, but creating those reminders for yourself. Because inevitably, you know, you're going to have a busy day on the day that they told you they were going to have surgery in 2 weeks, and you're not going to just naturally remember. But if you put that in your phone and you reach back out on that day and check in on them, it means the world to them, number one. And it's incredible how many times something magical has happened beyond it just as a result of doing that.
Do you mind if we take a break?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 years into Donald Trump's presidency, the U.S. government is ramping up its efforts to seize private land in Texas to build a border wall. No land has been taken so far, but the Department of Justice lawyers have filed numerous lawsuits this month seeking to take property from landowners.
The agency said it's ready to file many more petitions and take private land in the coming weeks. While progress has lagged, the process of taking land under eminent domain is weighed heavily in the government's favor. The U.S. government has built about 90 miles of wall since Trump took office. President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault. I hope you are all having an unbelievable day. This guest we've got, David Berkus, is over the top. And if you haven't bought his book, you are out of your mind. It is unbelievable. It's called Friend of a Friend. His name is spelled David, D-A-V-I-D, Berkus, B-U-R-K-U-S. And you want to buy this book. And that's that simple. You can buy it everywhere. It is something. He's written several books. This book is over the top. Great. Adrian literally forced me to read it, and it was the nicest thing I think he's ever done. Take it away.
That's awesome. And check David out at davidberkus.com, because he is, in addition to being a great writer, a great speaker. And did you know one of his TEDx talks has two million views.
I know, 2,000,001.
Thanks. You watched it this morning? Thanks.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
Dude, that is crazy, David.
That's a ton.
It's a pretty controversial idea, so there's that, right?
Yeah. What is the idea for our listeners?
So I've given three. One got upgraded to being like TED Talk, right? And which is this one, and it's on salary transparency. People, despite what we might believe and what we're comfortable with, people actually prefer working inside an organization where it's clear, here's exactly how you make more money, right? The downside of that is it usually also lets people know how much each other get paid, but people are looking for that anyway. If you think about any corporate job, everybody's looking around trying to see, you know, how much do you think Tom actually gets paid? He's kind of a slacker, right? And he's got a Mercedes. He's obviously overpaid. He might not be. He might be underpaid and his wife is a doctor. We never know these things, right? But we end up with all this tension around the organization because everybody's constantly guessing. So the organizations that say, you know what, here's how we determine how salaries are made, and here's what you need to do if you want to make more money, they end up being not only perceived as more fair, they're more fair, they end up having reductions in gender wage gap, et cetera, but more motivated and engaged employees as a whole. And, you know, the irony is, right, this is a network marketing leadership show, the irony is network marketing is an industry very, very clear, right? You want to make more money, here's what you need to do. Here's what the different levels are, here's what the process looks like, and what happens. People are more motivated to do those things than if it's all this grand mystery and maybe I'll get a bonus and maybe I won't.
That is so cool. And your website is beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I had nothing to do with it. I just paid a designer.
We need the designer.
We don't care about your hoodie anymore. Would you please send us his name?
See,
that's a good deal.
Well, it's sort of like people, not to plug my own thing, people compliment the book cover, A Friend of a Friend, a lot of times too, and I'm always like, thanks. Nothing to do with that either. That was the graphic designer too, but oh well.
What's so crazy about where you are in life though, this happens to me all the time, you get credit for everything. You do literally nothing. That's me too. All right, nice book, I ghost wrote it. So whatever it was, right. You're right. That's exciting. But they used your brain and your personality, and that's the most important part.
That counts for something. So I want to talk a little bit about this multiplexity concept that you, and we talked a little bit about this on the break, but I want to come back to it. Number one, because this, again, was one of my favorite stories in the book. So Clayton Christensen, I'm like a huge fan of, and that the story of this just blew my mind. So talk about what is multiplexity and kind of weave in that story, if you would, because I think it's so cool.
Yeah. So multiplexity is a fancy term for the number of contexts for connection that you have with someone, right? So we used to study a population and draw a network diagram, and it just mattered, do you know this person or not? And we draw one line. And we realized that wasn't capturing the totality of information inside the network, right? Because some people know each other in multiple different contexts. They see each other in different contexts, and that needs to be represented. And there's power when that's represented. So about 10 or 15 years ago, they started drawing multiple lines for multiple contexts for a connection. And so now it was, are you a uniplex tie to somebody, one line, or are you a multiplex, multiple, right? And what we know now from now being able to study that is that you build a deeper relationship faster with someone when you find multiplex ties. This is why John Levy's dinners work so well, is that when you can't just say your name and what you do, you end up searching for other things, you find uncommon commonalities, and suddenly you've got this multiplex tie. But the other thing it does over time is it creates new opportunities that wouldn't have happened. So we know, we've actually studied this in entrepreneurs, for example. It's much more likely that business opportunities develop out of personal relationships than that personal relationships develop out of business opportunities, right? And this is exactly what happened with Clayton Christensen and my friend Whitney Johnson. So Whitney's a brilliant author. You should have her on your show too. She's a brilliant, brilliant author. She started out as, she was a piano major and then decided she wanted to work on Wall Street. So she did what she called, walked in the secretarial side door. She ended up being a secretary for, Smith Barney, I think it was. Don't hold it against me if I get that wrong. Works her way up, studies how this all works, ends up being one of the top investment analysts on Wall Street because she can speak Spanish and she knows, like I think she did a mission there or something like that. And so she can speak Spanish. She knows what's going on in Mexico City. And she can study basically the three telecom giants in Mexico. So she can write these really unique reports about what's going on in that field, right? None of that matters to Clay Christensen when he decides to take the theory of disruptive innovation and put it into practice at an investment firm. Basically, what he's going to do is get a bunch of investors' money together, invest it in companies that he perceives to be disruptive, and he needs someone to run the firm, right? He picks Whitney, not because of all of her investment advice, but because they went to church together. They both volunteered on a board that helped build a bridge between the church and the business community. He saw what she was like as a leader in that context and said, yeah, we need you. You know, I don't even care. I don't know what your background is. I'm glad that you know something about investments. But what I saw in you was that leadership, and I saw it in a context that wasn't business related. Personal turns into business more often than not. It's one of the reasons why I think most people, we separate people into buckets. We have our work contacts and our real life friends, et cetera. And it's really a misguided way to look at friends. The reason the book is called Friend of a Friend is that I don't think it's work contacts and real life friends. They're all just friends. You meet them in different contexts. And when you can meet them in multiple contexts, you build a better relationship with them. You serve them more, and they also bring you more benefit as well.
Wow. Can I ask you a question that just hit my brain?
Sure.
Did you name the book?
Did I name the book? No.
Oh, I knew it. Every listener just wondered the same thing, and I knew it.
Book titles are agony. It's always a committee, right? So I'm pretty sure it was the publisher. Myself, my editor, and my publisher had this 3-month-long email chain where we would just spit out random stuff. At one point, I think I threw out the term "who you know," because, you know, this is who you know. We use that as a networking term. Then we started riffing on all of these networking cliches, and I think it was the publisher that emailed back, and all he wrote was the phrase "friend of a friend," and I was like, "That's brilliant," because it captures like what's at the end of the book anyway, like rah, right? So that's brilliant. No, I've written 3 books and I've only titled one, and it's the one that sells the least. So, you know, that should tell you everything about me and titles.
I know it. When the name of, and this is completely off base, but contact mapping. That's what I've always done, is contact mapped. It's been on my door for 20 years. These guys wanted to name it like Armpitia, something like all the stupid names of all these things. And I'm going, no, why do we have to not only try to explain to them what contact mapping is and does, we have to explain what the name. And that's what I think it's a brilliant name, contact mapping.
That's good. We're stuck with it now.
I mean, .com.
There we go.
All right, go ahead. So what I love about that is I think, you know, no matter what world you live in, that it really teaches us that it's not just, you know, business is not just business. Like, we got to get out there and we've got to find places to connect. And, you know, if you love playing golf, join a country club. If you love, you know, certain causes, go and serve. But it's amazing how often that comes about, that when you decide to go and contribute someplace outside of work, but you can get yourself around like-minded people from all sorts of backgrounds, that these connection points that maybe never otherwise would have happened come about, and you collaborate with somebody that is, you know, that something really special happens that wouldn't have otherwise come about.
Yeah, totally. So what I tell a lot of people is, like, we know from the research that people don't mix at networking mixers. So you officially have my permission, not that it's worth anything, to never go to one of those events ever again, as long as you take the time saved and you reinvest it in one of those shared activities. Can be volunteering for a charity thing, can be adopting a hobby that draws a diverse set of people. I don't know about the country club, right? Ironically, public golf courses probably work better for networks because it's a more diverse group of people than, like, this. I couldn't get away with wearing this at a country club, so I'm just going to discriminate against it, right? But any activity that draws a diverse set of people from all walks of life, and there's a reason other than connecting to be there, will ironically get you stronger and more diverse network connections over time than hitting up that every Thursday night networking mixer that is always on your calendar that you never want to go to anyway. Skip it. Invest your time in one of these instead.
I agree. Those networking things go in the same circle all the time, too. You know, you're just talking to each other, hoping that at some point, I mean, I don't get it. I'm not knocking it. I mean, a lot of people build businesses different ways.
Yeah.
I'd just rather walk in a coffee shop, look somebody in the eye, say, who are you, and tell me about yourself, and bam, you own.
Why is diversity so important in the network?
So, and it's something that we don't get without a lot of deliberate attention. The number one thing networks provide is information, right? They provide information in the form of, maybe it's referrals to sales, maybe it's, you know, recruits, maybe it's just information about how to see the world a little bit differently that helps you make a different decision, right? Business history, for example, is full of terrible decisions that were made because everybody was getting their information from one or two sources. So if networks are about information, then the more perspectives that you're getting, the more information you're getting to make that better decision with. So that's the primary. The other thing, quite frankly, is that networks, the more diverse your network that you're trying to build, the more likely it is to stay diverse over time, and the less work you end up having to do over time because new connections sort of come to you because you've spread yourself throughout that network.
Yeah, that's huge. And it's amazing how
easy it is to get kind of stuck in a rut where everybody knows every, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody. It starts to feel like this club, and you kind of just hear everybody sort of parroting the same ideas, and you got to find a way to break out. I'll bet you I'm the most diverse networker in the world.
In the world.
Bam. I hang around. I've been going to AA every day for 31 years. Every morning.
And that's a very diverse group of people. Yeah.
Well, that's one end of the spectrum, and I hang around with guys like you, and that's the other end. And I love in between the whole deal, and I interact with every – I mean, that is beautiful. I think I'm your poster child.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's a really weird sport that draws everybody from, like, blue-collar – a lot of folks that are in AA that morning and are then in Jiu-Jitsu to doctors and lawyers and whatever, right? So, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Mike, maybe during the break I'll tell you my friends of Bill W. story.
Well, you're going to have to, because now we're going to hear it, and I don't understand why we don't hear it now. Is it like a dirty story?
No, I'm just waiting for you to switch the thing, because it's 4:46. I'm watching the clock.
This guy knows how to manage a clock. Okay, well.
It's going to be the Dave Berkus show before we're done here.
Oh, it's the David Berkus show. He's watching the clock, and he knows the break's coming up, which is so funny, because I didn't. So I would have let him.
We were having too much fun.
You're mesmerizing. Face pack. Okay, so you're going to go to davidberkus.com. You're going to buy his book right now. That is that simple. It's called Friend of a Friend. Go to Amazon, but buy the book. I am begging you. You will thank me. So make sure you do that, please. And you don't even have to call and tell me you did. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Network Marketing Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. How are you, my son?
I'm fantastic.
It's so fun. Don't you love this guy?
He's awesome.
Final segment, David Berkus, davidberkus.com. If you didn't buy his book during the break, I'm coming to your house. So take it away.
So, David, you hit on one of these things already, but, you know, since writing the book, you've been all over the world talking to Fortune 500 companies all the way through to all kinds of different stuff, I'm sure, talking about these ideas of networking and how to show up bigger. What are some things maybe, you know, sort of in the epilogue of this book that you have learned about how to do networking the right way on a global scale in interacting with all these organizations?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, we were talking before the break about diversity and the importance of diversity in your network. And this is something that you find, especially in organizations, but it happens in personal life too. Unless you're deliberate about it, the opposite sort of compounds, right? So we like people who are similar to us, right? We like people who think like us. I mean, clearly they're brilliant because they think like us, right? In reality, what we need in order to make better decisions, be more successful in our businesses, et cetera, is a diversity of that information. But if we have this small little tendency towards self-similar and we just stay inside of our what a lot of people call the warm network, what I'll call the, you know, the close, the strong ties versus weak ties, we stay just inside that, they're much more likely to already be like us. And then who do you think they're referring us to? Who do you think they're introducing us to? People who are like them. In other words, people who are like us, right? So we can compound. One study, for example, looked at a massive organization. It was actually a state school in California. So 30,000 person organization. Faculty, students, staff, stripped of all personal information, right? Because it's a study. We got to be ethical. But what they just cared about was who was sending emails to who was connected to whom. What they found was over the course of a year, despite, you know, it's a university in California. You obviously want to meet new people. You care about diversity, all that sort of stuff. By the end of the year, people were much more likely to be in silos and echo chambers. And I see this. I work with a lot of large organizations that this is what explains how they got to those silos, politics, and turf wars. This is the same thing. If we want to bring it right to network marketing, this is the same thing that happens when you feel like, yes, all of your friends know about your business and they're not referring you to anyone. Well, it's because you're in that echo chamber. You're not spending enough time reaching out to that diversity. The good news is that the opposite is true. If you spend a deliberate amount of time making those new connections, making connections to diverse people from diverse sources, they'll introduce you to people who are like them, in other words, different from you, and then the spiral sort of reverses itself and you end up with a more diverse network over time, which makes it more likely that people are going to be referring people to you because it's a lot of different type of people who maybe haven't heard about you, haven't heard about your business, your opportunity, et cetera. So making that small effort to be deliberate, it helps in large organizations, it helps with entrepreneurs, it helps in pretty much every context, but we don't do it, at least we don't do it enough. Instead, we sort of spend that just a tiny bit of time with people who are too self-similar to us, and over a 30-year time period, that ends up not working in our favor. Obviously not Tom, because of all the reasons we talked about before the break. And the one thing you see on successful, I guarantee you this is true for Harvey when you interview him next week, the one thing you see from consistently successful networkers is that they are not willing to just let that close-knit person keep referring them self-similar people. They're making deliberate efforts to get out to people who are different from them because they see how that'll compound over time.
So you've worked and given speeches for people like Google and Microsoft and Stryker, all these companies. And then you got these network marketers who are like the opposite of that. It's my supposition, because I knew him when he went to work for a big company and was actually head of international finance for them, but I knew he had to get better at relationships. I think they ought to almost make every one of those people that work in those companies that are hiding behind their computer, hiding behind their phone, join a network marketing company, go get their brains beat in on relationships and rejection and interviewing with their eyes instead of learning. I mean, that should be something almost mandatory just because you learn so much about human beings in a short amount of time. What do you think of that?
So I would largely agree. I taught business school for 6 years full time, and what I told most undergrads was when you get out, spend 2 to 3 years in a sales role.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna learn that, right? Spend 2 to 3, it doesn't matter what you end up wanting to do, right? But spend, or do all of your internships while you're in school in a sales role. And so if you're watching this and you can't do that, right, the next best thing, you already have your job, your career, you started in network marketing because you didn't want to just quit your job. You wanted to build a transition over to the business that you built. But even if, no matter what you're doing, even if the whole thing never really works out, right? Even if you spend 2 or 3 years inside of one company and it doesn't work, you learned how to sell and you learned how to build relationships. And those skills matter no matter what you do.
The guy's a genius. He is a genius. He's a certified genius.
Well, Tom, remember that thing I said about we like people who think like us because clearly they're brilliant, right?
That is exciting. You want to close? Talk about the guest next week and close us out.
Yeah. So two things. One is David pulled about 3 stories and 2 studies out of dozens in this book. You really got to go read it. I mean, I have treasured your book. I've come back to it over and over again. So go check out Friend of a Friend. And you have really got to, if you liked this week, you are going to love next week because Harvey McKay is, I mean, he's really my hero. He is the
guy. I think that's insulting.
You
did it back. If you love this week, you're going to really like next week. Don't make the guy.
David hasn't hit his peak yet, and neither has
I'll defer to Harvey. I really don't. Right. I don't have any illusions of grandeur compared to somebody like Harvey. I'm all right.
Next week, show up.
Harvey McKay is going to be on. It is going to be fun. He is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience, and you are going to love it. So, David, thank you so much for being on with us today. I really enjoyed talking with you, and you got to go check him out.
DavidBurkus.com. This has been the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.